Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 95, Preparation for an Attorney Trade Show, Key to Success. In this issue of Iyer's Insights, I share with you how having a systematic way to approach preparation for an attorney trade show will ensure you are well organized. One time I got halfway to an exhibiting site in Atlantic City, about 2.5 hours from my office. I stopped to pick up a legal nurse consultant who was my employee. When I casually looked in the back of the car, there was no display unit. My office staff who had packed the car for me forgot to put it in. After that, we created a checklist, and I required my staff to use it before every exhibiting experience. Part of the preparation for an attorney trade show is setting up. Setup is typically done the night before if you're going to an event that is lasting more than a day. If you signed up for a one-day program, you'll be setting up early in the morning. If you're attending a multi-day event, the best time to set up is the night before, when you can do it in a non-hurried way. Make sure you have plenty of time to set up so you're not feeling pressured. I've seen exhibitors come in the morning of a show without giving themselves enough time, and they're still unpacking while the attorneys are beginning to visit the show booths. It's prime time when people first get to the conference, when they wander around and talk to exhibitors. The last thing you want to be doing is still unpacking, crawling under the table in your booth, and setting up your exhibit. It's important to know what type of help there's going to be when you arrive at the exhibit site. If you're exhibiting at a hotel, the bellmen are very happy to assist you unload your car. A $5 tip is usually all they require to be all smiles and helpful. They will load your boxes and your units onto their cart and whisk you away. However, when you're in an area that does not have bellmen, you may need to bring your own cart. Be sure you know how to use it. It's deceptively easy to manipulate. However, I have a vivid memory of my assistant knocking the cart over on a street in Philadelphia, right at a traffic light. It's pretty amazing to watch a line of cars freeze because they saw a cart and boxes all over the street they wanted to be driving on. That was not our finest hour. You will get a table as part of your booth setup. Make sure you put all your things under the table out of sight. Don't leave anything on top of the table overnight. They may disappear. If you've got freestanding panels, you may have some storage space behind there, but don't bring more than you can store because you don't want to have a bunch of boxes sitting in your booth. Your table should be parallel to the side pole if the exhibit has poles separating spaces. That's so people can see your booth as an open area that would be comfortable to walk into. You can imagine if this table was parallel to the back wall, it would create a barrier. You'd be standing behind a barrier, and people generally don't want to breach the barrier in order to talk to you. When you have a table on one side and you move the chairs over to the other side, you have an open area where people can stand and talk. If an attorney wants to sit down and talk to you, then you should also sit down. Preparation for an attorney trade show includes many steps, from booth setup to planning how to start conversations and collecting business cards. When your physical environment is correct, you'll be more relaxed and able to focus on the attorney standing in front of you. Before we continue, here's an opportunity to discover how to maximize your return from attorney trade shows. How interested are you in a technique that gets you directly in front of an attorney who could hire you without being blocked by the attorney's staff? As a legal nurse consultant looking at attorney trade shows as a cost-effective tool, you'll be glad to know we've got good news for you. Hyatt Ives and I teamed up to create a unique course that will help you focus your primary services to your audience, develop your show-specific dialogue, and plan and schedule your post-event follow-up. This is what we covered in the course called How to Profit from Trade Shows, Secrets of Success. Secret 1, how to quickly capture attorneys' attention to draw them into your booth. Secret 2, how to make a brief conversation at your booth turn into a lifelong client. Secret 3, how to turn a business card into a successful sale. Sign up for this on-demand online training at this link, http://lnc.tips/tradeshows. That's http://lnc.tips/tradeshows. Discover how to identify qualified leads and much more. Let's return to the show. I next want to talk about how to get hot prospect lawyers to identify themselves to you. Do you, as a legal nurse consultant, get attorneys at a trade show to qualify themselves so you can focus on addressing their needs and requirements? You have a short period during breaks to meet as many people as possible. Learn how to quickly identify those with whom you want to visit. Most often, a single, properly formulated, open-ended question is enough to get trade show attendees passing in front of your booth to willingly and gladly qualify or disqualify themselves. Questions that you could ask could be, how do you use fill in the blank in your business? What's your experience using fill in the blank with your service? You can quickly spot unqualified and unwelcome visitors to your booth. In our experience, the following visitors rarely warrant attention: law students and judges, family law attorneys, and those handling other than medical issues cases. Attorneys with open bags looking to grab as many freebies as possible. Attorneys saying, how can my spouse, who is a nurse, get started in this field? And attorneys who look feeble, elderly, or retired, or gate crashers looking for free food. Once lawyer attendees have disqualified themselves, your role is to move them on their way as quickly as possible. As a legal nurse consultant, you may have a preference for or want to identify with a particular type of lawyer or law practice before you reveal what you're offering. On the other hand, you may want to focus on your offer with less concern as to who's using it. The specific question 1 and 2, and possibly 3, that you choose to use in these two scenarios is a major topic of concern. We all have questions that we dread, the one you know you're likely to be asked and have doubts about how to answer it, or you feel discomfort in what you have to say or tell them. It may be around pricing, it may be around experience. Whatever it is, we all have one, and we're going to address the top 3 or 4 prevalent questions facing you in today's market. That's covered in the course that I mentioned to you before. Don't sign up to have a booth at a trade show without knowing how to fully take advantage of this marketing opportunity. We'll show you how to be prepared, confidently interact with prospects, and quickly follow up to seal the deal. Take advantage of the chance to learn secrets of trade show exhibiting. Sign up for our on-demand course, How to Profit from Trade Shows, Secrets of Success. You can get this online, on-demand training at http://lnc.tips/tradeshows. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.